This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Muhammad wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathiran. Pamma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, sometimes the thought comes, and some people ask this question, which is that, what does it matter what I believe? Does it matter what I believe? The answer to that question is, first of all, by asking another question, matter to whom? So if I say, does it matter what I believe? The answer is, it begins with another question, which is, matter to whom? What you believe, does it matter to me? No. Does it matter to anyone on the face of the earth? No. Then who does it matter to? It matters to you. It matters to you. What I believe matters to me. What you believe matters to you. And in the end, that is the only thing which counts. Because we are going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely and totally alone. Nobody else will stand with us. Nobody. My very good friend, Rafiq Bhai Warwalkar from India, he sent me this wonderful reminder, which is Fard versus Tahajjud. And I'm just reading what he sent you, what he sent me, to share it with you all. It says, do you know the difference between Fard and Tahajjud prayer? Fard prayer calls, which is the Adha, are given in a human voice by the Muadhin, while the Tahajjud's call is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Second, the call for Fard prayer is heard by all human beings, while the call for Tahajjud is heard and felt by a few selected ones. The call for Fard prayer comes, it says, Hayya ala salah, come for prayer. While the call for Tahajjud says, is there any seeker? I will give. Hal min sa'ilin fa'atui. Is there any seeker? I will give. Most Muslims, many Muslims pray the obligatory Fard prayer, but Tahajjud is performed and prayed only by a selected few who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses and blesses. In Fard Salah, there is the possibility of Riyah, which is showing off, which means that it may not be purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ikhlas, but Tahajjud is prayed alone and quietly. Only Allah knows. In Fard Salah, there is a greater possibility of distraction of mind and thought and heart, as one frees himself from business of dunya to come to the prayer, while in Tahajjud, one is away from the routine tensions of dunya anyway and is only thinking of the akhirah. In Fard Salah, one may think of meeting someone in the masjid and so on, but in Tahajjud, it's about meeting and talking only to Allah, where you can tell him all your problems and ask for his mercy. Lastly, Tahajjud is purely a special tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from whom He wants to listen and likes their crying and likes their asking of Him. And it ends with saying, glad tidings for those who have this invitation every night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who pray Tahajjud as if it is Fard, every single night. is something which I have said again and again. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me among those who practice what we preach, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who worship Him jalla jalaluhu only and only for His sake. Therefore, what I began this with, which is, as far as we are concerned, do we, what we believe, does it matter or does it not matter? Now, I gave you the example of tahajjud because it links with that. Only the one who believes will pray. And only the one who believes truly and sincerely will wake up in the night in tahajjud and he will pray tahajjud. And that is why Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the man who wakes up for tahajjud and wakes up his wife. And he says, Allah loves the woman who wakes up for tahajjud and she wakes up her husband. And he said that if the person being woken up, the wife or the husband, if they are not getting up, he says, sprinkle a little water on their face. Which shows the importance of the ibadah. Because after all, it is not a fard ibadah. So why is Rasulullah saying, wake them up and sprinkle water on their face? It's because it is a sign of love that you want for somebody else something which you love for yourself. This is the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also, that your iman is not complete until you want for your brother what you want for yourself. And which is even more to be understood with respect to our spouses, our children, our parents, because they take precedence over anyone else that we may love. They take precedence over them. So therefore, if you are saying that I love my parents and I love my spouse, I love my wife, my husband, I love my children, then the sign of that love is that you should want for them the best of what you want for yourself. It's like saying, for example, you know, in the COVID days, I'm giving you that example. Supposing somebody had this absolutely sure 100% cure for COVID. They prove it. I'm not talking about all the stuff that we used to hear. Drink this, drink that, you know, bang pots and pans and light candles and all kinds of stuff. I'm talking about actual real, you know, medically proven cures. If somebody had this cure, had this absolutely certain cure for COVID, but kept it secret, would not share it with anyone, would not give it to his family, would not share it with his own children, spouse, and so on, what would you say? You know, you would say, well, this is a particularly horrible human being because he has something which is beneficial, which is, which saves people from dying, from suffering from a terrible disease. But he doesn't want to share it with the people who he claims that he loves it. So what kind of love is this? It looks like this love is a false love. You know, you just say you love, but where is the love? And this is the nature of, as far as Islam is concerned, the question of does it matter if I believe? Yes, it matters if what you believe, because you will face Allah alone. At that time, there will be nobody who will be there for you or stand for you. Only and only Allah and you and me. I will be with Allah alone, you will be with Allah alone. And that time also, there will be people who we knew in this world who were good to us, but who we never invited to Islam. And those people which will say to us, you knew but you didn't tell us. You knew, but you did not tell us. Truly, I definitely don't want to be in that situation where somebody who I loved, somebody who I respected, somebody who was good to me, has to say that to me. If I didn't tell them because I didn't know or I didn't have this awareness or so on, it's a different thing. But knowingly, willingly, when I could have told them, I didn't tell them. That's something to really think about and say, I don't want to be in that situation. So it matters very much what you believe, number one. Number two, it matters that you should convey this correct belief to whoever you love as a sign of your love, because you love them. And that's also why it's very important to check our beliefs. What exactly do I believe? It's not simply enough to say I'm Muslim. Of course you're Muslim, inshallah, alhamdulillah. But what does that mean? It's very important to have that clarity in your mind, because Islam is like any other religion, is a set of beliefs. Believing that makes you Muslim. When you stop believing that, may Allah save us from that, you stop being Muslim. There's no physical change in you if somebody leaves Islam and goes off and starts believing something else. There will be no physical change in that person. But that person would be a different person, because that person's future would have changed. Because if he lives on Islam and dies on Islam, he has one future. But if he changes that, and if he lives and dies with something else, then it's a different future. So his destination, final destination, would have changed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on Sirat al-Mustaqim and to keep us with the, and to grant us the company of the Nabiyyin wa Siddiqeen wa Shuhada wa Salihin. وحسن أولئك رفيقا وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.